And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Volunteers are needed for the Region 6 Social Studies Fair next month at UL Lafayette. There will be more than 350 elementary through high school students representing schools from five surrounding parishes. The College of Liberal Arts at UL Lafayette is hosting the competition, this annual competition. If you'd be interested in volunteering for the fair, please call 482-2962. UL Lafayette's Cajun Code Fest 2.0 this year will address healthcare solutions. There will be lots of prizes, and the first place will give an automatic entry to the invitation-only National Health Data Palooza that will take place in Washington, D.C. this June. Cajun Code Fest 2 is seeking healthcare solutions by capitalizing on our fiber optic infrastructure and network of healthcare providers. Anyone can come up with a team or do it yourself. Registration is underway now. To register, you can visit CajunCodeFest.org or call their UL number at 482-0627. At the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus, the exhibit of John Buck's work is on display, called C'est Magnifique, in the Gallery A. In Gallery B, contemporary folk art from the Hilliard's permanent collection. The Y of Acadiana is putting together an adult kickball league. It begins April 4th. It's for men and women, and there's child care. If you're interested in finding out more, you can register individually or with a team. The Y of Acadiana, the website is the Y of Acadiana, or you can go to their Facebook page, or their telephone number is 993-9622. And the Festival of the Arts 2013 continues this week through 5 o'clock on the grounds of Fletcher Hall. It is the 3D Atelier. There's raku firing as well as wheel throwing. That goes until 5 if you would like to attend. And on Friday, it's their sporting clay tournament. May still be able to register for that. You can call the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette to find out more. And the Louisiana Conference on Literature, Language, and Culture is having a crawfish boil on Friday. You can call the English department at UL Lafayette for information on tickets. And there will be a campus cleanup this Saturday. Organizations on campus who might be interested can get involved. And the Muslim Journeys Bookshelf begins today with it's a series of films and lectures throughout the year. The first is today at 4 o'clock. If you're on campus, you still have a few minutes to get there in the Ernest J. Gaines Center. Dr. Joseph Hodes, who is a historian at Tulane University, will be giving the first lecture, and there will be films and other activities throughout the year. We'll be speaking tomorrow with one of the organizers, history professor UL Lafayette of Muslim Journeys Bookshelf. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette will present their next improvisational performance tonight, 7:30, at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available by calling the theater. The UL Lafayette Annual Distinguished Professor Awards Banquet will be held tomorrow evening, March 14th. For information on the banquet or to get tickets, you can call the UL Lafayette Foundation or go to their website. Receiving the Distinguished Professor Awards are Dr. King Ding from Mathematics and Professor Linda Fries, who is in Visual Arts here at UL Lafayette. Receiving the Dr. Audemars Excellence in Teaching Awards will be Dr. Janice Gilbo in Nursing and Dr. Robert Willey from the School of Music. Again, if you'd like tickets for the banquet, it's tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock in the Cajun Dome Convention Center. Tickets available through the UL Lafayette Foundation. Enchanted April opens tomorrow evening in Burke Theater on the UL Lafayette campus. It was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Play and is based upon the book called Enchanted April. The play is being directed by UL Theater Professor Sarah Burke. It will open tomorrow evening and run through Sunday in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. Tickets are available at the door or online at PFAR, that's Performing Arts, PFAR.Louisiana.edu. Continuing this weekend in downtown Lafayette in Theater 810, John Biguenet's play Shotgun, performed, produced by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. Shotgun is one of a trilogy of plays that are concurrently, more or less, being performed in New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Lafayette. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Theater 810, you can see John Biguenet's Shotgun. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site. In Eunice, the Eunice Players Theater opens its 44th season with The Glass Mendacity, a two-act comedy that's a spoof on Tennessee Williams' most famous plays. It opens tomorrow evening and will run through the 23rd at the Eunice Players Theater. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to their website. The Center for Louisiana Studies will host LSU Associate Professor of History, Alicia Long, as a part of the Women's History Month celebration. She'll be speaking on a collection of work she's been doing, oral history interviews with Louisiana women. So far, she's done nearly 80 of these oral histories. Her talk is called Listening to Louisiana Women, Future, Past, and Present. All are invited. It's a free talk that will be at 6:30 tomorrow in the UL Alumni Center. That's Alicia Long, LSU Associate Professor of History, presenting her ongoing oral history project. Anders Osborne will be at the ACA March 14th and 15th. For information, you can call the ACA or go to their website. At Vermilionville, every Friday during the month of March, there will be Easter Day egg dyeing demonstrations, natural egg dyeing demonstrations from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. On Saturday, their series Seed to Skillet starts with the Leafy Greens segment. The series continues throughout the year seasonally. This Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., you'll learn how to plant, care for, and gather crops to feed your family. We'll focus on leafy greens such as cabbage, turnip, tops, mustard greens, and others. Greg Guidros will be leading that workshop, Seed to Skillet, this Saturday at Vermilionville from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. A monthly film screening series is held at UL Lafayette through the Visual Arts Department. This year, they'll be screening feature-length animated films. And on Friday, March 15th at 1 o'clock in Fletcher Auditorium, you can see the French film A Cat in Paris. It's free and open to everyone. Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with Bonsoir Catin from noon until 1 at Parc Sanssouci. Downtown Alive features Corey Ledé and his Zydeco Band in Park International this Friday the 15th. At UL on Friday, there will be a guest flute and piano recital. Francis Averett and Elizabeth Temple of Shenandoah Conservatory will be presenting the program titled Nocturnes. That's 7:30 in the Choral Room of Angel Hall. And in Brobridge, a Celtic cultural and Irish cultural celebration on Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. There will be Irish dance and Irish music and food that will all be in Brobridge at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe. In Lake Charles, a new traveling exhibition, Pueblo to Pueblo, the legacy of Southwest Indian pottery, will be having its opening reception at the historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center on Ryan Street. That's 5:30 to 8 this Friday, all are invited. Also in Lake Charles, opening will be the pajama game at the Axe Theater. Tickets are available by going to their website or calling Axe Theater in Lake Charles. Harvey opens this Friday at Cité des Arts, performed by the Tea Sippers, and it will run through this weekend and next. Tickets available by calling Cité or going to their website. And again, if you'd like information on the campus cleanup, your group on campus, you can contact Christy Fuselet in counseling and testing. And this weekend, lots of things going on. You can call the College of the Arts or go to the College of the Arts website here at UL Lafayette and find out more about what's going on. And stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button to find out what's happening here. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We'll be going to NPR's All Things Considered in just a moment.